Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. Your night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far. In the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma see the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, this your boy Cash, chilling as usual. And my man Father Time with me, Tommy. What's happening?
I'm cracking, Doc.
We chilling. Lakers Star, what's up?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Oh well, I guess we might get a few more callers now that Empire's gone off for tomorrow. Did you watch that show, Doc?
Yeah, I actually watched the whole season, man.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't.
You didn't like Empire? You wasn't a very few people.
Nope.
What was wrong with it?
I thought it was stereotypical, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, you got Lucius. You turn around and kill his best friend. You got Cookie, who I think just give all black women a bad rap. I'm sorry. But she is ghetto as hell. She hood as hell. You know what I mean? I just think it's full of stereotypes, man. I probably won't watch it no more. I didn't like it. No, the whole family, man, everybody is shaped towards each other. The whole family. They all conspiring against each other, every last one of them. Come on, man. I'd rather watch a Cosby show than watch that shit.
I'm just saying.
I didn't like it. I just thought it just showed black people as ignorant, man.
Okay, you know what? It's funny that before we even go into anything, I just want to... I was watching... Unsung, right? One of them Unsung Hollywoods. And they had A Different World on there. The cast of A Different World. You remember the show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
All right, okay. So they had a thing on there, and they said that they tackled a lot of issues that, you know, that was addressed about, you know, everyday life, where it was date rape. What was another one? STDs, AIDS, and all that type of stuff. Now, because of the Rodney King situation, they call themselves trying to tackle that one. And that's what got them kicked off the air, pretty much.
I don't remember that. What do you mean? I don't remember.
They did a show where Whitney and Dwayne Wayne went to California. They was going for their honeymoon. Well, it's supposed to happen during the Rodney King race riots. And NBC told them they didn't want to air that episode. But they pushed and pushed and pushed where to the point where they was like, oh, okay. You know, they felt like, okay, they had enough stroke because they had Bill Cosby backing them up and all that shit, that they did the episode. So after that, they canceled the show.
Did you actually see the episode?
Nah, I can't remember. I want a big different world fan.
Go ahead. What's your question?
My question is, I mean, and the lady, one of the producers, said, looking back at it now, it was a mistake for us to do the show. You know, but we want to be so pro, so black, so strong that we didn't realize that we were, you know, what we were doing. Now, me personally, all the way up until she made that statement, I was getting aggravated. Like, you know what? I'm tired of watching this shit. Because everybody always, you know, and for her to get on national TV and admit that, okay, we came off too strong. We came off too black, too strong. And my thing is, do you ever think that people just try to stuff this down your throat? Like, I mean, the pro-black movement and all that. Do you ever think that just gets stuffed down your throat to the point where it's just like, let it go?
I don't, because you don't even hear about it no more.
You don't even hear about the
pro-black movement. You don't really hear about it. I mean, who's making a stand nowadays? I mean, I know the rappers are trying to come back with that. What's the name of that shit they got going on right now? I can't remember, but it's Q-Tip and a whole bunch of those conscious rappers, and Lil Wayne's supposed to just join them. I forget the name of it. It's some old shit that they brought back.
Oh, that Zulu Nation.
But other than, Yeah, that's it, Zulu Nation. Other than that, you don't really hear nothing about it.
Okay, but then
you know what I mean?
My thing about this. Okay. Who really makes a stand? I mean, you know, like, okay, and I even go as far as to say that some of the stuff that we done did on this show, that a lot of people will be offended by.
I agree.
But now, should we stop?
I don't think so. You know who I think make the biggest impact and stuff like that? That motherfucker that you never heard of. That everyday motherfucker that just say, you know what, I'm tired. I'm tired of taking this shit. And take a stand. And then you get all the famous motherfuckers to come in after he already made his stand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not to talk bad about Martin Luther King, but he was just the face. It was the little people that did all the work. He was just the face and the name. Straight up.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion. I know I probably get some flack for it, but that's just my opinion. It's that little motherfucker that's sitting at the crib right now that's going to go outside, get harassed by the police, and take a stand. He the motherfucker that's going to get the shit rolling. Motherfuckers like us. Everyday motherfuckers.
Okay. What's your name? Glad you can be here with us.
Hello. How's everybody?
Yeah, she
late. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we were just going over some shit that I was just wondering. It was just like, okay, I was watching, like I was telling them, I was watching it, about a different world, and they was always talking about how different world made kids want to go to college and this, that, and other. And I'm not disputing that, maybe, because, I mean, maybe the show did influence some kids to go to a black college.
Uh-huh.
But they did an episode about the race, I mean, the Rodney King thing. And NBC told them, don't do it. Well, they pushed and pushed and pushed. And, I mean, they went and got Jesse Jackson and everybody else. So NBC caved and said, okay, we'll let y'all do the show. Now, right after they did the show, NBC canceled them. Now, my thing is, I mean, is it a limit where you take that black, take the pro-black thing too far?
I mean, why would they cancel them? Did something happen? Or?
Well, they felt like they didn't, they felt like it was a comedy. They was like, this is a comedy. And, you know, we really don't want to, we don't want to touch on that right now. We don't want to. We don't want to we don't want to be a part of it because everybody had their different, you know, white people had their views on it, black people had their views on it, and they want to stay neutral. But Debbie Allen was so gung-ho that, oh, we're going to let the world know what's going on. Okay, I think the world already knew what was going on.
I mean, I agree. I mean, I just feel like, I don't know, maybe there's a different venue on when you should present those types of things in certain places.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm not saying it shouldn't have been brought up, but maybe not on that show. I mean, I kind of agree. If it's a comedy, I don't want to look at a comedy and be depressed. Or if I'm expecting to look at something and have a certain aspect of that show, but that show to me wasn't just a comedy.
Me neither.
To me, that show wasn't
just a comedy.
I mean, there were some things where you laughed at me, but that was more like a, I don't know what you could describe, a different world. But it wasn't just a comedy to me.
That's because they dealt with all the different types of issues, whether it was funny or not,
yeah.
They still dealt with them.
Yeah, they that's the type of show it was. So my thing is, if it's that type of show, then I don't see why you can't do it. It was doing other things like that, so why wouldn't that be an additional topic to add to what they were already doing?
Okay,
right.
I was just curious because I actually thought about it. I sat down and I thought about it, and I was like, well, you know what? There's a lot of people that probably be like, this Sin City show just is fucked up. This Sin City show is just really fucked up. But then, at the same time, I like the point that you made. Well, if you called the show thinking that you was going to talk about, if you called the show and you thought that we were really finna get to talking about Barack Obama and the speeches that he put out, or, you know, Al-Qaeda or something like that, then why? You know this is the type of show that we got, so... Why you getting mad when you sitting there, you know, when you don't hear that on our show?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I think you said it best when certain things got certain avenues.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get that out because I was just curious. Now, let me ask you. Before I even ask you this question, bro, I'm gonna ask you to exclude your child's mother, all right, from this question.
All right.
You ever been in love? Huh?
I said,
have you ever been in love with somebody that you just, I mean, y'all broke up, but you loved them, but they moved on.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with that? Well, I guess the question is, have you ever been in love? Had that situation ever occurred to you?
Yes. Yes, it has.
Okay.
I deal with it by trying not to think about them. You know what I'm saying? I don't go to the same circles that we used to go to together. You know what I mean? Stuff like, I try to keep them out of my conscience, man. You know what I mean? Block them from Facebook. I don't want to see your little posts. None of that shit, man. That shit's hard to deal with, man. It's hard to deal with.
I believe that. I truly do believe that.
And you got to do something, man. Otherwise, you be stuck in place. Loving somebody that don't love you. And you know what I'm saying? You spend and waste all your energy on that one person, and they ain't spending an ounce of energy on you. They could care less what you're doing. So I try to stay away from. I don't even want to see you. I don't even want you to talk about them with me. Hey man, I don't even want to hear about it. I don't give a fuck. Keep it to yourself.
Damn.
I don't want to know who you saw. Cause you get them. You know what I'm saying? You around somebody, they get to talking about somebody, and then you start getting all them fucking feelings back, and you start getting all depressed, and wonder what she doing now, who she with, all that bullshit, man. You fuck around and jump off a goddamn roof, man. Thinking about that shit.
Okay. All right. I feel you, Janine. Mm-hmm. What about you? What do you do?
I do what I was taught to do. The way to ease a woman's heart, this is what women are trained on this. The way to ease our heart is to move on with somebody else. That is what we are taught.
That might work. That might work for a little while. But then what if one of your girlfriends come over and start talking about that motherfucker? And girl, I saw Joe the other day. And Bobby Skip, and then you start getting all them damn feelings. Now you start to think about this motherfucker. Even though you're with somebody else.
It depends on how you really felt about that person. If you truly love that person, what I'm saying is that's how we start to get over that person. I'm not saying we just, all of a sudden we even forgot about them, but that's what we do as women. We move on. We have to move on. Or even though that motherfucker that we moving on with, he just a rebound motherfucker. That ain't gonna last. That rarely lasts.
Okay, I give you a prime example. The show Mary Jane. Being Mary Jane. She's so stuck on dude. She also moved on or tried to move on or whatever. She started fucking around with other motherfuckers, but dude still dominated her thoughts. That one motherfucker still dominates her thoughts, even though she's messing around with somebody else. Several different motherfuckers. So I don't know. I think that shoot holes into your theory of just,
you know
finding somebody else to try to forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can see both of y'all point. Liquorstar, what about you?
It takes time. It takes time. You have to, I think, you have to disconnect yourself from anything that, you know, reminds you of that person. Because, I mean, if you really love somebody like that, like almost everything reminds you of them. You know what I'm saying? You could, you know, so you have to try to kind of disconnect. And it takes time. I mean, because I have been there. I've been there where, you know, like my first love, I was crazy about him, and it went horribly wrong. So when I finally got, like, fed up, I stopped calling. I stopped accepting calls. I disconnected myself from him completely until I was comfortable until I had moved on to a point where, okay, I understand that it's over between us now. Like, and there's no going back.
Okay.
And this is
let me ask this a long time later,
but, like, I talk to him now. This is, like, you know, 15 years later, though. But now he's 1,800 miles away, but now we talk.
Hold on a second, dog. Give me one minute. I'm gonna play devil's advocate tonight. I'm gonna shoot holes in liquor store's theory. Okay, liquor store, you say you have to disconnect, right? That's how you deal with it. You disconnect, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of all the stuff that remind you of him and so forth, right? That's what you're saying, right?
Okay.
Okay, you guys bought a house together.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all live in the same house together. Y'all bought this house together. Y'all break up. He moves out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how you going to disconnect? You got a house that y'all bought together. Everything in the house is going to remind you of him. Are you going to move? You going to sell the house?
I might. Or I might not leave that house. I might get new things. I might, you know, I might make the place mine, you know, instead of ours. And then slowly but surely, you know, if I'm like, okay, I might not move out of the house, but I might get a new bed, or I might get new furniture, or I might redecorate the house in a way that, like I said, it doesn't reflect him.
Yeah,
anymore.
But every time you walk in the bathroom and look at the shower, that's all you think about. And I remember
It's a natural thing. You can't stop that. You can't, you know. I didn't say a motherfucker was never going to cross your mind again. What I'm saying is you don't purposely put yourself in situation. I mean, you're talking about buying a house. Yeah, that's not the easiest thing necessarily to get out of. You know, but if we're just talking about, you know, small stuff, I mean, of course.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how you disconnect. If y'all got a house together, he moves out. Everything in that house is going to remind you of that person you shared that house with.
But you don't need no physical thing. You don't need anything physical to think about that person. All you have your memories. Hell, you can't get rid of them either. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
that's my whole
point. Like,
so how do you disconnect? How can you disconnect when you have all those memories in every single room in the house? There's a memory in every single room in that house.
But you replace those things. You replace that bed because you get a new bed or a new mattress or something like that. That's no longer
the bed. I'm
taking
the bed with me anyway.
Well, fine. Then good.
You don't got to worry about that.
That's one less thing.
I'm taking the bed with me.
I mean,
like that picture he posted, I'm going to be riding my 10-speed bike with my mattress on my head.
Okay. Now, I got to jump in here on this one. Now, okay, I've been in situations where, you know, you leave a house, and my initial breakup with my kid's mother, okay, I left the house. I left everything. Only thing I took was my clothes. You have all the furniture. You can have everything. Now, I was with her for, what, 6-7 years? 7 years. 7 years of me and the man of that house, right? In situations like that, I don't think it's just that easy, because I'm going to tell you that I had a big problem with still trying to dictate that house. I did. I will admit that. I will openly admit that. I still had a problem with trying to dictate that house. Who could come over there, who couldn't come over there, who could be around my kids, who couldn't be around my kids. And It was something that I was like, okay, I gotta break this, but I don't think it's just as easy as just like, okay, bow, okay, we through, because it's not, because for 7 years I ran that household. Well, I ain't gonna say ran the household. I was a part of that household for 7 years. I was part of that household. You know what I'm saying? And for me to just like, you know, walk in there and some other dude just sitting there, no, hold on, this motherfucker got to go. Who the fuck is he? Why is he around my kids? So I don't think, I mean, I think as men, no, I don't think it's that easy. I don't know. I don't think it's that easy for women. But I think as men, no, we're not going to just sit there and be like, okay, let it go. Let it go. I'm going to walk. Because if you got any feelings there, you're not going to just let that walk just like that. I mean, yeah, you're going to have to get over it, you know, but I don't think you're just going to just, okay, especially if you invested in it, if you invested in it. That's the part that, and I think a lot of people don't realize, like, when you invest in something, no, you're just not going to let it go. I mean, regardless of what people say, huh?
I said you can't.
I mean,
that's
just
why
like
I said it takes time. Everything takes time. I mean, hell.
Yeah, but see, that's just like relationships. You invest yourself in a relationship, okay, regardless to what type of relationship it is. If you invest in that relationship, and you're not just going to just say, okay, I'm going to let it go. And I'm a firm believer that if you one of them people to say, I'm just going to let it go, bye, I'm gone. No, you didn't love me anyway. I mean, once you get into a fight and you walk away, yeah, but for me to just walk in the house, well, you know what? This has been real, but I got to go. Huh? That don't make no sense to me.
Hmm.
And but I mean, everybody tries to make it seem like, and then you, not only that, like, okay, let's just say, for instance, I could tell time, I'm like, okay, look here, man, you need to just walk away from this. You need to walk away from old girl. Old girl ain't about to write, you know? And, yeah, I could say that, but hell, he know what's more right for him than I do.
That's true.
And my thing is with that, and I mean, that's just like I said about the somebody that you love. No, you're not. I just can't see you saying, okay. I mean, because me personally, I'm not going to lie to you. If I see you, if me and you broke up and I seen you years later, if we had that chemistry, like we really had that real, real chemistry, just seeing you going to bring my feelings back.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying earlier. That's why we going in the same circle. And let me respond to something
but
you
see,
just
my
said.
Thing, see, that's the difference between me and you. I'm for the end of your circle. I'm for the end of your circle to see if it's real. I got to. I mean, I'm sorry. I got to. I mean, because, you said what?
Let me respond to something you said. Now, if you came to me and said, hey, man, you should let old girl go. You know, she ain't about to write or whatever. Me personally, I'm probably going to get mad at you.
As well as you should.
We're going to be arguing like a motherfucker. Especially if I got all this time and love and everything invested. Now, you being my friend trying to tell me, hey, man, don't fuck with her. I'm like, man, who the fuck is you? Hold on, bro. You know what I mean? If I got that kind of love for her,
I understand you wholeheartedly. That's why I used to cuss you with Wick out all the time.
Well, I mean, we were right in the long run.
But what did you just say?
I mean,
in hindsight, to look back at it, y'all overstepped y'all bounds a lot.
That's what friends are for, baby.
Oh, now that's what friends are for. See, this is my whole point. This is what I'm saying. I think, you know what? Honestly, I think friends need to mind their goddamn business. That's what I think. I think if I come to you.
I agree totally.
If I come to you, and if I'm coming to you to be a shoulder, then be that shoulder. But all that motherfucking hoopla that you got something to say and you don't like, well, I'm going to tell you like this. If I didn't like your girl, I would never tell you that. I would never tell you. I would never tell you.
That's your girl.
I don't like your girl.
Well, I would hope not.
No, I mean, if I know you love her, I would never tell her. I would never tell you that. Never. I mean, hold on.
I would hope not.
What's happening, Selena?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Damn, don't sound so happy to hear me.
Nah. What's the deal, baby? What's the deal?
Man, what's your time, man?
Okay, Selena,
I'm
let me ask you.
You need a hug.
Who?
Huh?
Who need a hug?
You do.
Well, I need a hug. Damn,
yeah.
I need to say nothing.
Nah, I be seeing your little posts.
People,
you got some issues to work out, girl. You got some issues to work out.
Everybody got issues. They just need to stay in their lane. But you get in my lane, and that's when you got a problem.
Let me ask you this. Why do you put it on Facebook?
Because I felt like I was talking to people on the phone, and that's where the problem was.
And but then you sit back and say, well, why is everybody in my business? And you put your business out there.
You've never seen me put that up there. You must be on the wrong bitch page. You've never seen me put that up there.
I've seen you put posts about your family, fuck your brother, and fuck everybody else in the family. I'm like, wow, why would she put that on Facebook?
Well, this Selena, like my brother. You on the wrong page.
I've seen the post where you...
You never seen me say that. That's my
fault. It was your play.
Why would I ever say
that? I saw it. I don't know.
Honey, you
don't know. Okay, never mind that anyway. Anyway.
Exactly. He tripping. You need a hug.
I do. Come give me one. How about that?
I'll pass. Go ahead.
Well, pass on then. I don't want to hug your ass anyway.
I know, that's why I passed. Come on now, you are hot staff. Do you need a hug?
No, I'm just fucking with you, player, that's all.
Okay.
Trying to have a little fun with you. Don't take it personally.
Oh no, because I didn't want you to think I said I only hate my brother and family. No, I get a whooping for that shit.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
But what y'all talking about? Quit meddling with me, man. Sound like cash.
Wow, really?
Oh, Lord. Okay, let this out. Alright, Selena, this is what we was talking about. We was trying to see how do you deal with, well, I don't know if this question really pertains to you because you've been dealing with the same guy.
You don't know who I be dealing with. Ask me the damn question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, I'm just saying, if you see your ex, with somebody, but you know that they done moved on, but you still love this person, how do you deal with it?
And I see him with somebody.
Yeah.
If I don't deal with him, who the hell am I to say anything?
So you just say fuck it.
It wouldn't bother you.
I mean, of course it'll bother me, but I'm too much of a player to let them see me sweat. I'm over it. No, I ain't got nothing to say. Nah, I ain't going out like that.
So you're going to go get in the car and start crying. You ain't going to cry in front of them. You're just going to wait till you get to the car and start crying.
What you crying in front of them about?
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Now check this out. Y'all explain. Okay, tell me. How should I took this? A while back, right? I seen somebody that I was crazy about, right? This happened to be, I was on my way to work. Happened to see them dropping their kids off at school. So I pull up, hey, what's happening? What's up, blah, Skippy, woo-woo. Now, I'm trying to communicate, right? But she kind of playing me off. It's like, yeah, hey, know, see. I mean, you know, just, you know, a general conversation. I asked for the number. He gave me the number, but never would answer the phone. Now, should I try to pursue that, or should I just let it go?
Let it go. If I
don't think she gave you the wrong number.
Yeah, maybe she did. She couldn't answer.
I'm not sure if she gave me the wrong number, but all I know is I heard doo-doo-doo. So I don't know if she knew her phone was getting cut off that day. I would like to think that she just knew her phone was getting cut off that day and just gave me that number anyway. But then I seen her again, and from and now after that we hit it off. But when I seen her again, should I have just been like, you know what, man, fuck you?
No, why
would you do that? But see, that's my thing. I mean, no, technically I should have been like, fuck you. But when you're in love with somebody, when you have feelings for somebody like that, I don't think you could just turn them off. Even though she gave me, I'm going to go on record and say, fuck it, she gave me the wrong number. Dirty motherfucker. But nevertheless, you know, I mean, I still pursued it. I'm just saying. So, okay. That's why I say I don't think it's like every situation. You just, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, what would you do, Tommy? Would you tell the fuck you? Would you try it again?
If she gave me the wrong number, then apparently she ain't interested, so I'd have kept driving past her the second time. I think I'm going to give you a chance to talk about, oh, now I got a new number. That was my old number. You give me the wrong number twice? Come on.
Why do y'all know she didn't have, you know, she could have been going through something. Or, you know, maybe she was with somebody. She was trying to make that work. It's not like, you know, it could have been anything.
You should say that. You should say
that.
Wait,
hold on. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, man?
What up? Who this?
Drew.
Who?
Drew.
Oh, what's up, dog?
What up, man?
Chillin'. All right, so what would you say, Janine?
No, I was saying maybe she was going through something. Maybe she was on top of you or something. Maybe she felt like, you know, okay, I took the number. Because she had those feelings too, but then she thought about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make this work or whatever, and she, you know, changed her mind.
Or she
probably sat back and realized why you were ex in the first place. I was like, I'm glad I got that nigga the wrong number.
God damn, you know what's cleaning. Go to hell. You know what? You see how the women stick together. Drew, let me ask you, man. You just got online. Let me ask you, dog. But check this out. I was pursuing this female, right? Now, this was a childhood sweetheart or whatever, and I seen her when we got older. So you know, I instantly, I'm trying to go at her, and you know, she kind of brushed me off. I gave her my number. Well, we exchanged numbers. She never called me. So when I called her, you know, I got the do-do-do. This number's been disconnected. Okay. So it was years later when I seen her again. I ain't seen her for years later. But when I seen her, I tried to connect with her again. But this time when I tried to connect with her, you know, we were cool. Now, we were talking earlier about how when, like, you're in love with your ex, or, you know, and but they moved on. How do you deal with it?
Right.
I mean, was I soft for going back the second time, or I mean, what do you think?
I don't think he's soft. He's just, you know, in a man's mind, or at least in mine, if I want something, I'm gonna keep going after it until I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think he was weak, you know, because he went back. Even though he gave you the wrong number, you know what I'm saying? I would have tried it again too.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. I like Drew. Drew understand the situation. Selena.
Doesn't it matter, like, what y'all broke up for, though? I mean, doesn't that, it depend on that? So what if it was a bad break? Was it a bad breakup or, you know, because wouldn't that have mattered for you to go, you know, for you to go after her? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that plays a factor, too, because, I mean, if he did some real hurtful stuff, then I probably wouldn't even went after it again.
Well, okay. Well, in my situation, it wasn't the fact that it wasn't like it was hurtful. It was like you know how you got two people that go through so much things, but then it's like, okay, your life is you bottle up your life, that person bottles up their life, and it's just like, you know, well, you know, I really don't want this person really know how I'm living, or that person saying the same thing. And, you know, let's just say both of us was going through personal things, but we never let the other ones know the personal things we was going through. And so from that point, it made us kind of like split. I mean, nobody hated each other. Nobody was like, oh, I hate that motherfucker, or I hate him, or I hate her. It was just, you know.
Is you finna cry?
Who? What did you just say? You don't never let them hear you cry.
Your voice got a little shaky now, fam. Hey,
I was yawning, motherfucker. I was trying not to yawn. I'm not fucking with her today. I am not fucking with you today.
Okay, I quit. Oh, my goodness. I
can not win here tonight. I'll see that now.
Well, I don't think nothing wrong with it as long as you agree, or, I mean, that y'all situation wasn't fucked up. If you wasn't, no, because, of course, if there's somebody that I feel like did me wrong or something like that, that motherfucker can't say two words to me. You see what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how he feel or whatever.
Okay, that's understandable.
I'm pretty cool with all my exes. I only got three. Pretty cool.
Three.
The fuck? Really, Cass? You laughing about
that? I didn't say that. Was not me.
That's what you own.
That was not me. That was Drew. That was not me to say that.
Yes, three, Drew.
So you just want to start a fight with me tonight.
Oh, I know. I ain't talking to you in so long. And go to bed. I don't want that. Go to bed. Go to bed.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I don't want to keep talking about that.
My father's girlfriend told me that my father's dead. Basically told her that she wasn't the one. Would you ever tell the person that you with that they wasn't the one? You know, if you're not with the one that you feel like was the true love, was your true love, the love of your life, and maybe you met that person and it didn't work out, when you move on with somebody else, would you tell that person?
Well,
you really not my love. Somebody else is my true love. So it's just like, well, fuck it, I'm just with you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that reminds me of that one movie. I was just fucking you to get to Mary.
What the hell was that?
Something about Mary. I thought you loved me. Oh, I didn't love you. I was just fucking you to get to Mary. Oh, now I don't know. Seriously, that one. Whew, you gotta be. You gotta know your mate for that one. I mean, hey, I ain't really love you no way. I still love her. Really.
You know
really
what?
Really, I'm gonna fix you something. Now go on in there and fix my food. Now go on.
I'm gonna
really
tell y'all something.
Some of that sugar, Avery, too.
I don't know how true it is, but I kind of do believe it. But I actually have a situation like that where this guy that I dealt with years ago, and we dealt with each other 4 years. Well, we haven't seen each other in a long, long time. I know he got a girlfriend, they got kids together, and I know he loves her. But he told me that he told her that he would not marry her because she wasn't me. And they're still together. I doubt that she likes me very much.
I'd introduce his ass to the burning bed. Hell,
you've been watching too much of that Have and Have Nots.
Hey, I got a question though. Who just said that? How you know he told her that?
I mean,
she told us.
Oh, you talking about this? Or you talking about lip store?
Yeah. Whoever told that store.
That was the first thing I said. That's the first thing I said. I don't know how true it is, but this is what he told me. And I don't have no reason not to believe him because he came to Indianapolis one time, and her first question was he coming to see me? But they still together, and I don't know.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did he tell you that before or after he got the pussy?
I haven't had sex in years and years and years and years. It's been fucking 12 years ago since he and I laid together.
Oh, okay. I'm just messing with you. But that new sound. Yeah, baby, turn around. Yeah, I told her I'm not going to marry her. I don't know. I mean, now, Janine, that's a bold thing to say. That's a bold thing. I ain't like you anyway.
you gotta have
fruits on you the size. I mean, well, you gotta have some nuts on you the size of grapefruits to pull that one off. But he wasn't my first choice, no way. But now, did he say that recently, or was that like way back when?
No, I'm about to tell you. He went so far as to he had his mother find me. He had his mother call me and tell me that, he wanted to talk to me and ask me if it was okay if he was out. And that was about 9 years ago. And he's never.
Man, I wish a motherfucker would tell me some shit like that.
And he's never lost contact with me ever since. Like, even to this day, he don't miss a birthday. He don't miss a Mother's Day. I get a text or a call every special day for me.
So would you ever consider being back with him?
No, and we talked about it. I actually told him, I thought that was wrong. If he really did tell his woman that. And I told him she's a better woman than I am because there's no way I could still be with you knowing that you'll never marry me because I'm not somebody else.
Right. She must have had a couple of screws loose.
Either that or he really is like he's a great father, but maybe she don't see him as marriage material either. They just have a situation that works. I mean, I can't see him as marriage material. I mean, he's a wonderful person, but that motherfucker cannot hold a job for more than 20 minutes. I don't care what happens.
That's not wonderful.
That's a deal breaker.
She said 20 minutes.
That nigga got a dick like an anaconda then. And you gonna need it.
I wouldn't care
how
you get in.
Okay, you give
so
me
like
a reason. This motherfucker can't. Wait a minute. I'm just saying, this motherfucker can't hold a job. You know what I'm saying? He didn't. I mean, that's really fucked up. Yeah, then give me $20 so I can go to liquor store. I mean,
you really? Get your fat ass out of here.
I ain't saying there's no money. I'm just saying he can't keep a real job.
Daddy money.
Exactly. Like, right. Stable money. Like the
okay,
longest
so,
I know.
I mean, all right, now when you say hustle, I mean, because we got a lot of hustlers. We got a lot of terminology for hustling. And we got, it's hustling on a whole bunch of levels. He could be a hustling keys. He could motherfucker be hustling cakes. You know what I'm saying? So, we gotta change that saying. Everything ain't a hustle.
Everything's
not a hustle.
I know it's not.
I'm just saying.
I know that.
If you got a motherfucker, if you sitting there in front of the liquor store selling soap, that's a fucked up hustle.
No, I know it's not that.
Why
I know it's not that. I know it's not that. Because like I said, you know what I'm saying, she ain't doing it by herself. I know that much.
Y'all know a lot about that relationship. We need to get her on the phone.
You know how they go out there and say these children talking when they mad at that girl and shit? Children talking.
I mean, hell, it don't even matter. We live so far apart, there's no way that that it would happen anyway. This motherfucker lives 1,300 miles away. So that's not an issue.
Look here, I seen a motherfucker drive from Gary to Milwaukee and right back just to get 30 minutes of ass. So,
yeah.
Motherfucker will travel. Half-car will travel.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker, I'm not bullshitting, man. That motherfucker drove. He left Gary at 11 o'clock. I swear, I was getting ready to go to work. It was 6 something. That motherfucker car was parked. I said, wait a minute, man. Nah. I said, damn. So, you know, I had to go. Hey, what's happening, dog? You ain't go? So, well, you turn back around. No, I went. I'm like, you went? Yeah. She had that fire, too. How you know? Like, I hit that motherfucker was back. Now, I'm not sure what time. I'm not even sure how long it even takes to get from Gary to Milwaukee. But he was back by 6 o'clock. Well, that's what, like a 2-hour drive, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he left at 11. That means he got there about 1. I mean, he probably did a little bit. And he was back home by 6. I'm sorry. I'll take that trip. I'm spending the night. I'm not coming back.
Yeah, you sound. I agree with that.
Don't be having sex, though. She's just a friend. If I say I need a hug, it's our way for us, girl.
You said what?
I said I have a friend that'll drop in Gary, you know, shit in the middle of the night. If I ask, you know, it's cool like that. There don't be no sex. Just, you know,
yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know what he do when he leaves, but he don't have sex.
I got a question.
I must be just coming that way anyway.
Is that what?
Coming that way anyway.
No, he's coming because I said I needed a friend.
I got a question.
There ain't nothing wrong with it.
Right. Exactly. So. Shut up, Cass.
All right, I got a question for y'all. Okay. Let's say, for instance, you in a side relationship, okay? you got somebody, they got somebody, and y'all got each other. All right. Say, for instance, you and your side person are out together, and you run into somebody that you know. How, you know, you don't want to be rude, so how do you introduce the person you're with to the person you ran into if you don't want to be rude?
Hey, girl, how you doing? What you doing? Keep it moving.
That way you know if it get back, you know who told.
Right. Mm-hmm. And walk past and say, you better not tell nobody but God.
You stop and you give them that look. All right, motherfucker, you know what time it is.
Right.
I mean, you just, I mean, because, I mean, if you break out doing that full sprint, now you're looking guilty. Girl, look here, it ain't none of my business, but I don't know who he was with, but he just broke out running. You know what I'm saying? Of course, they're not going. And see, that's the part about them old nickel slick motherfuckers. And men do it too. Men do it too. I ain't gonna say it's just the women. Yeah, bro. Shit. Well, I mean, shit. They got at the club the other night and shit, man. Yeah, I seen little mama. Yeah, she was up. But shit, she broke out like a motherfucker. She left her drink and everything. I don't know who the nigga that was sitting there by her drink, but. See, yeah, kind of tall dude. He trying to make you know him. Kind of tall dude. Yeah, you know, he look like Rico. You know, yeah, him. You like, what? Wait a minute. Now you trying to find some motherfucker named Rico. You don't even know who he is. You was in the club with Rico. Little Ray Ray told me. But now had you just sat there. And see, women, y'all do. I'm gonna tell you, women do the slickest shit. And I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all do. Y'all may see one of our friends, and see, fellas, this is how we know. And see, the women know which one of our friends are loyal and which ones ain't. Now, if she see that motherfucker that's loyal, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck. But then, if she see the one that ain't loyal, now, not to say that your woman will, but she will give him that indication. All right, play your cards right, you might get some pussy. and he ain't shit because, you know, she already knows he ain't the loyal one. So, what he gonna do? He just gonna keep grinning. Then when he come over to the crib, he looking at her smiling. All she going to do is, she ain't got to say shit to him. She ain't got to do shit. She just smile at him. Now he thinking he finna get some pussy, so he going to keep the secret.
Like 18 years.
You say what?
About 18 years and shit.
Right. And then, but see, now hold on, y'all. Hold on, women. This is where he fuck up at. Because now after that third year, you ain't gave no pussy. Now he finna run his mouth. That's where y'all fuck up at. Because now he finna run his mouth. He ain't finna go to him, but he gonna go to one of the homeboys. Shit, man, I was at the club. Shit, they not like she was gonna fuck me. He ain't gonna tell y'all because he gonna tell me all your information. Well, see, that's the motherfucker that just needs to be shot. See, he ain't even a friend. He just a bitch. Right. Your boy is the one that's like, shit. Well, he ain't your boy. He just a motherfucker y'all cool with. Y'all might drink together. But I'm telling y'all, y'all got like a 3-year layover on that. After that third year, he's gonna go tell somebody. Shit. Hopefully he's gonna tell somebody that just as fucked up as he is. Yeah, man, shit, Selena wanted to give me the pussy the other night at the club, but shit, I was like, nah, I wouldn't do the boy like that. He ain't saying that this shit was 3 years ago, and all you did was just waved at him. He, now he hoping, now once he say this, now he realized that he fucked up, so now it's like, okay. Now he trying to see how loyal the other motherfucker is, because, you know, now the other motherfucker might come to you like, hey, y'all nigga Ricky was trying to fuck Selena the other night. What? Nah, y'all got a little window. When was the last time I was in the club with Ricky? When was the last? I ain't seen Ricky in the club in 3 years. 3 years. So now here we come going to Ricky. So Rick, when was you supposed to fuck her, man? Nah, dog. See, it wasn't even like that, bruh. When he hit that nah, dog, just punch him in his motherfucking mouth. Because he already on some bullshit. Just punch him.
Nah, I spit on his ass. A weak ass out here with that 3 inches. A weak ass. Man, we ain't cool with you no more. I shut all that voice.
What you mean? Hey, after we get back in that car, oh, bitch, I'm whooping your ass too. Don't think I forgot about you.
Be like, boy, that was when you was with that old, when I called such and such in your inbox. I ain't gonna hear that.
Oh, look at it. Boy, look. Did you hear that with Drew? Drew, did you hear that? She already got it on.
Yeah, I heard
it. That's what I called old girl in your inbox. And look, you don't know when you got caught in the inbox. So you just like, I'm going to delete this motherfucking Facebook page as soon as possible.
Nobody trying to hear that.
Then by the time you realize, wait a minute, I ain't got shit in my inbox. It's 2 months to pass. Don't be bringing up old shit. If you're going to bring up old shit, then this relationship just need to be over. What? Wait a minute. Motherfucking women are motherfucking dog. I'll say, it takes a special nigga to understand these motherfucking women.
Man, I swear.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you. I mean, dude, I've been doing this show for what we've been doing for 4 years now. Dude, the shit I done heard these motherfuckers get away with, and Janine, it just tickles her pink the shit she gets away with. She done got away with. It just tickles her. She can't even tell a story without her laughing. Wait a minute. She just had every motherfucker all here quiet one day, like, what? I'm finna beat her. But we want to whoop her ass ourselves. We wasn't even married to her. Any motherfucker that could get away from coming in late at the wedding, nah, that was an old man right there.
Damn. She's my
hero. You gonna come in late to my wedding? My mama here, my daddy here, all my family. Where she at, dog? Where she at? What we doing? What we doing? And see, you couldn't have a motherfucking groomsman like me. I told you she wasn't coming. I told you. By now, I'm at the bar.
I'm like, don't nobody want to hear that shit. We can do this or not. I can go back where I was at.
Right.
Nigga, how you know she wasn't coming? Well, I seen the cocktail napkin where she wrote, "I ain't coming."
And that's when your boy come at it. Yeah, cause she was trying to get me the pussy a couple of days ago at the bar. That's when the story come out.
I was supposed to be one. I was supposed to be one of the strippers at the party. I don't know why.
Right. You know how old girl is. She is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, shit. Boy, and I'm telling you, I done heard that story so many times. Yeah, shit, she was trying to get me the pussy the other day. Why do dudes start off with that? Yeah, she was trying to get me the pussy the other day. You like, really?
Like, so what happened?
Right, why you ain't fucking?
You know
and
what
I'm telling
the
first
thing.
Okay. What's that?
I don't like them type of niggas. I would say, oh, man, she a hoe. Oh, man, she a hoe. Did you fuck? No, but I know old dude. No, I know such and such did. Well, shut your ass up and see you hit. I hate them type
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Shit, them motherfuckers. But then the one I can't stand, I got to tell you, the brothers that I can't stand. Man, you fucking with that bitch. I mean, what's wrong with it? Man, you know, when the hell I fuck that bitch? You okay. Look up and this motherfucker coming down the motherfucking side of the house.
Right. Right.
What you doing over here, dog? Ah, shit, I'll try and see what our brother here. I think our brother been in jail for 2 years. What the fuck you been? What, he just got out?
Hell no.
Man, man, I can't stand them motherfuckers, man. Look, just tell me you want the pussy too. Look here, you want the pussy, I want the pussy. You don't say my name, I won't say yours.
Right. Shut the hell up. He probably don't even, he gonna be that one, he don't even get it.
Man, I'm telling you, I didn't hear so much shit about me, it's ridiculous.
I done heard so much shit about me, and I don't do shit for me in the crib. Oh, man, I did everything in the sugar shack that Friday. I'm like, God damn.
Did you?
No, of course not.
No, I'm saying, damn.
Writing.
I know, I'm saying, you really heard that?
Yeah, honestly. Hell
yeah. And I done heard so much shit about me.
Man. They made me feel relevant. I'd be like, oh, shit, I'm bad like that. I'm right now. Oh, damn well. Okay. Don't make me nice. I'm going to do me regardless.
I mean, but why is that? Okay, now, Janine, I heard you say you heard so much shit about you. But Janine, half that shit probably true. But we ain't going to get into all that. We ain't no time on the show to get into all that.
King Janine.
Yeah, probably 90% was true, but that's all right. We're going to move it along.
All right, shit. She didn't do that shit while she was with me. She didn't do that shit while she was with me. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. That shit just ain't, that ain't cool, man. That ain't cool. But no, seriously, motherfuckers will sit there and tell everything about you that they don't know. Motherfucker told motherfucker like, yeah, he got a baby on the way. Okay, really? Motherfucker, but then they be like, but that's my dog, though. That's my dog.
Right.
Really? How the hell, how cool are we?
Right. I don't need no enemies. Shit.
Right. If me and you supposed to be cool, yeah. And then and the female, it, I don't know why motherfuckers do it, because the female gonna tell, especially if she like him, whatever you say don't matter. If she like him, she gonna, you know, I'm talking to your boy. Oh, yeah, straight up, what are you talking about? He said you fucked his sister. When? The other day. Dirty motherfucker. No, I didn't. That one was just trying to get you, just trying to fuck you. Then you got to look at him. First thing he do, my nigga, what's up, folks? Get your motherfucking ass away from me. Come on now. We all got them. Drew, what? Give me one of the type of brothers you can't stand. I said, give me one of the type of brothers that you can't stand.
Motherfuckers, I always want to leech off of you. You know what I'm saying? They never got nothing. They always want to hang around and get shit. And, you know what I'm saying? They never got nothing for their damn self.
Yeah, them the dirty. Now, see, them the ones you got to watch out to. Now, them the ones that they pump for information.
Yeah. As soon as they see something, they run and tell it.
Right, this old bitch. he my dude. Man, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, that's
but
first
then,
thing come out their mouth. Yeah, that's my nigga.
And then what killed me is when they be like, oh, I ain't say nothing, folks. I ain't say nothing. But you giving them that look. And she be like, was he with old girl? Man, I ain't even finna tell on folks like that. You ain't finna tell on folks like that, really. You just did, you rat bastard. Wait a minute. You gotta do Carla. Carla, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Carla?
Caller.
I guess they That's one, but I guess they don't want to say nothing.
Hello?
Yeah. Marley?
Yeah, oh, shit, man. I didn't mean to press one. My bad. Shit.
No.
I'm like, call
me right
now.
Marley, just fucked around. God damn it, I didn't get caught.
I'm press one. My fault.
Well, hell, y'all here now, man. Shit. You back on that goddamn show again? No.
Uncle Junebug.
Yeah, fuck around in the first spot.
Well, hey, look at y'all. Notice how he keep playing it off. Yeah, I fucked around to push that button. Well, I'm on here now, baby. I'm just listening. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Just listening, shit. What's going on, people? I ain't mean to interrupt. Y'all just having a good conversation. My cheek must have hit the one or something.
Oh shit, man. Right about now we on them motherfuckers that we can't stand. Them nickel slick motherfuckers are always trying to get at your girl. But they all trying to use some old slick ass tactic to get at them.
Yeah. And it'd be halftime and be your family doing that shit too.
No, hold on. Before you even go with family, we ain't even finna get in family yet. I'm gonna tell you right now. This is my Sin City PSA. Don't you ever in your life, if y'all ain't got no motherfucker baby pictures, or y'all got the same mama or daddy or both, don't come to me talking about this your brother. Do not come to me. I want you to meet my brother. When did he come? I've been at your house 20 times. I've been at your mama's house I don't know how many times. Ain't not one baby picture in that motherfucking photo album of him. He like my play brother. No. Ain't no play brother.
What about a play daddy?
Shit, I don't even want to try. I'm damn sure ain't trusted him. Look here, sugar daddy. Look here, pops. I didn't say that too. Oh, he like my daddy. Your daddy ain't ever bought you no motherfucking lingerie. Yeah, I just look good on you, honey. Okay. Fuck you and your sugar daddy.
I left off the sugar part. Damn, you supposed to get it.
I'm serious. No, I'm gonna tell you. I got a cousin. I ain't gonna never say he told on nobody. To my knowledge, he's never told on no one. But he's quick to claim your motherfucking woman is his sister. Oh, that's my sister. No, it's not, motherfucker. You don't even know her. Then we'll fight you. Time, am I lying?
No comment.
That motherfucker will cut. I done seen him and my other cousin about to go at it. They like, he like, come get this motherfucker. Him and his girl going at it. And this motherfucker just, hey, I ain't finna let you keep talking to her like that. He looking like, what the fuck you be? This is my old lady. This is my sister. Motherfucker, you know that well. You just met her through me. Now how the fuck is she your sister? I'm serious, man. Y'all got, I mean, that sister shit.
Well, I got a lot
this
of
motherfucker. He come looking like a motherfucking ebony centerfold. That motherfucker don't look like you. That's my brother.
Yeah.
I knew it, man. I knew a female. I told, I'm serious, y'all. I swear to God, if you come to me talking about one more motherfucker is your brother, I swear I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously. And it's so funny because we was at the Sugar Shack. Selena, you know who I'm talking about when I say Uncle L, right?
Uh-huh.
Uncle L walks up to me. He said, "Hey, man, you used to fuck around with old girl back in the day, right?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Man, that was a long time ago." Yeah, man. Yeah, cause she gonna tell me if you pull up, just tell her you my brother. I mean, he like I can't tell that man that I'm your brother. I've been knowing that man his whole life. He know I ain't your brother. So he said she got mad to put him out because he wouldn't go with the lie. Do you know if she would have came to me talking about Uncle L was her brother and I ain't been around this motherfucker since I was 5?
He couldn't say nothing and let that shit play out.
I that's what I told him. I said, "You shouldn't even say nothing. You should have just let me come in that day and this my brother." Yeah, okay. I'm serious, man. I can't deal with that brother shit. I mean, really? Play brother?
I mean, I have a play brother. That don't mean nothing. I got a couple of them. I never touched them.
That's why I'm going to the strip club and buy me a sister.
You know, they just little dudes who, you know, they move me out, move me, or, you know, fix on painting mama apartment or something like that. You know, that we've been doing for years and shit. That's
like I said,
is.
If you get a play brother, I'm going to the strip club and get me a sister.
When your sister gets her ass beat, that's on you. You gonna have
Hell, I figure as many many singles I done gave her. Shit, we cool. Hey, Selena, this is my sister Diamond. Show Selena that little trick.
Help Diamond get her jaw piece off the ground.
Just leave that little trick you showed me the other day. Yeah, I thought about showing this to you. Look at my sister go.
Like, damn, Kevin, you're forcing your ass.
Yeah, technically she did win the twerk contest, but that's my sister. Shit, I mean, she know how to twerk.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Your boy introduced me at Pappy's to some girl, called him her BFF, and I embarrassed him so bad. I said, "I bet you want to introduce me to another bitch. I guarantee you will not get to me a step out here." What the hell? So, hey, girl, how you doing?
Selena, that was my question. Like, if you out with your dude, you know, and you run into somebody that, you know what I'm saying, how do you introduce him? You know, you don't want to be rude and just be like, you know, ignore the fact that he's there. But how do you introduce him? Do you say, you know, this my friend?
See, I will be rude.
You better introduce him very carefully.
I may introduce him and I may not. Because if it's that deep and I don't want to introduce him, I won't. I'm just blame it on the liquor. I'm sorry.
See, now here come that. See, that's why I say that's why they can get away with it. See, Selena can walk past. She ain't even got to introduce. She just smile at him. Now he think he finna get some pussy, so he ain't coming back to tell you. He gonna come telling you a lie. Yeah, I seen that at the club, man. Shit, no, she was just chilling with her girls. Then he gonna see you that one day by yourself. You know, I told him you was just chilling with your girls. And then you talking about, that's what you told him. Sucker, motherfucker. Now he's smiling the way, I'm finna fuck next week. Nah, he driving past while you at work trying to see if she just standing in the dope.
Butt naked.
Man, I'm serious, man. I'm just saying. I done been in the car with a motherfucker, and he actually was doing this. He was like, shit. He told me, he was like, that's where I got the scenario from. Dude was like, shit, man, she won't give me the pussy. I'm like, oh, really? He like, yeah. He like, shit, fuck it, I'm going to ride past you and see outside. Really? We rolled past that house like 3 times. I'm like, really, man? Really?
Ass gas is, and he got time like that.
Yeah, man, he rolled past that house 3 times. I told on his ass, though. I did. I told on him. I said, man, old boy trying to fuck your girl. I snitched like a motherfucker, too.
Well, I snitched out my cousin for messing with my friend's boyfriend. And I called it to the gas station. She said, it's a girlie right past my house, blowing her horn and shit. She said, I think you be driving that car, too. And I called her. I said, didn't I tell you that was old girl boyfriend? She said, we just friends. But then I caught her in the car, you know, in his car, kissing behind 51st at the building. And I called my girl. I said, get out of her ass. Well, my cousin ran out of the damn. You know what I'm saying? Cuz, don't do that. That's bogus. She did the same thing to me. So, you know what I'm saying? And I know the situation with her. Like, she's taking care of you, and you got the nerve to be cheating on her. And this girl right here is a straight whore. And you out here representing her and your girl in the house, and this girl a tramp. So I told, he was mad. There was nothing he could do, but I said, I made sure he knew I told. I just wish you would have caught her and beat her ass. That wasn't that funny. I don't like that snake shit at all. Making it snake.
I tell you, boy, it's a terrible motherfucker. But darn, it's a terrible ass women out here, too. Cause, hey, it's a lot of y'all friends that ain't shit neither. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not meaning y'all particularly so on this line, but I'm just saying, there's a lot of women who got some friends that ain't shit.
Oh, hell.
You be like, hey, what's up, Bunny? Hey, you seen? What niece you at? What you finna do? What niece you at? You ever met her ex-boyfriend? Her ex-boyfriend who? Richard. You might. Well, you know what? That's my girl. I ain't going to even say shit bad like that. I don't know where she at. You lying bitch. I had a motherfucker take me to the club. That motherfucker took me right to the club. Don't say I'm outside. Okay. Yeah, this bitch, she outside now. She the one told me. I tell on everybody.
Did you fuck? Shit,
because
that's all that was about.
You said dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to give her a reward for telling.
And that's exactly what she wanted.
That's
man.
Hey, she had to get a little.
Here
your treats.
Hell yeah, women, daddy, and they slick with it. So there's one chick.
See, like I say, y'all, women are way slicker than men. See, men do dumb shit. Women, they. Them motherfuckers be all in your face. You be like, God damn. I mean, it's to the point where I be looking like, damn, is this motherfucker serious? That motherfucker be all in. Well, she on her way home. I'm going to text you when you get back. Huh? How you know?
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, hey, boo. She on the phone with us the whole time. God damn. Slick motherfucker.
Trifling ass bitch.
Okay, now, we know what we'll do. We know us as men, the cardinal code is we got to kick your ass. You at least got to get punched in your face. Like, before we even get off the phone tonight, what do y'all do? Do they got to get punched in the face? What? Y'all just cutting them off?
You talking about the female friend?
Yeah, the female friend. Before y'all even answer that, I heard the one line, and I've been hearing it for years. I just want to know, and I'm gonna start with you, Selena. This is the line. I just fucked him to prove to you that he ain't shit.
Yep.
What's your reaction?
Like, you could have told, I could have told you he wasn't shit. You had to fuck him to do it. You knew he wasn't shit because I told you. Stupid.
Okay. Look at stuff. I only fucked him because to show you he ain't shit.
No, you fucked him because
you's
a hoe and he's
a hoe and y'all can go be hoes together. That's why you fucked him.
Okay.
Janine.
Yes.
She ain't even listening to us. She ain't fired, you know.
Everything y'all said.
Okay. Hit the line. Girl, I only fucked him to show you that he ain't shit.
I mean, we all know what that is. Shit. Bitch won't have no fingers fucking with me. You won't be stroking that dick no more.
God damn. See, that is the first honest answer of the night. I'm cutting the bitch fingers off. Oh my God. Damn. Can you just imagine her talking about, well, we still get down, bitch, you can't even jack me off no more. Fucked you up. That's fucked up. You can't do nothing. That's
a
mind.
It's not principle. Even if I don't be with him no more, shit. It's about principle. And all I say is the world is filled with tricks and hoes. We'll just talk about those. I know. Yeah. A bunch of them out there. Bunch of boy hoes, bunch of girl hoes. I mean, shit.
You
know,
I
said, would y'all let one of y'all friends come say that to y'all? About y'all girl? Even if y'all not going to be with her no more afterwards. Would you just let some man come say that to you?
I'm telling you, that's what I'll say. You already know. With men, he know he's finna get punched. He know he's finna get punched. Now, if he willing to take that punch and try to fight back, I advise you take the punch. Don't even fight back. Because if you fight back, I'm really finna try to fuck you up. Man, I just wanted to show you that she was a hoe. Couldn't tell me, huh? Your word's not powerful, huh? Your word's not that powerful?
Yeah, I'm just trying to show you that she wasn't loyal, dog. You know what I'm saying? Trying to show you she wasn't loyal.
The other favorite, man, I was drunk than a motherfucker, man. I wasn't even paying attention. You wasn't now. You didn't pay attention that your dick slid inside that pussy. You didn't pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm. If that's the case, you could have slide them into a damn sheet, motherfucker, if you get that drunk. If you don't know that.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you like this. Don't feel bad because I'm going to slide them into these shears when I cut your shit off.
Oh, damn.
I'm just like, hey, I'm like Janine. You ain't going to have no fingers. You ain't having no nuts neither.
I hope you're asking that high the age juice too, nigga.
I'm cutting my all straight off. Get it hard, motherfucker. Get it hard, cause I'm cutting it from the ear. Shit, I'll just go up the ear. What? You heard me? Throw that nigga a bottle of Jergens. Jack it off, nigga. Get it hard. So I get the gut.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Man, I mean, my thing is this. Go ahead. I mean, if you gon', motherfucker, just not my homeboy. Not my homeboy. All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here early tonight, shit. Well, I mean, not early, but it's 11 o'clock. We ain't going to do the overtime thing tonight. Look, so you got any last words for us? Smoking that shit again. Marla, you got any last words for us?
Oh, yeah. Real good show. I ain't mean to interrupt, you know what I'm saying? I try to call in tomorrow.
That's what's up, that's what's up. Janae, any last words?
It was good talking with y'all. I'll definitely be here tomorrow.
That's what's happening. I'm going to try this one more time. Liquor store, any last words? Okay, never mind. Diamond, what you got for us, dog?
Man, thank everybody for calling.
Oh, shit, I was on mute.
I'm sorry.
Well, you just stopped the man. You got anything to say?
Oh, yeah. I had fun. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow night. Sorry, I was on mute like a motherfucker. I'm just talking. Okay, sorry.
Omar coming, y'all. Get out of here. Omar coming.
I'm a little under the weather, y'all, so I apologize. I ain't feeling too good today.
All right, well, check us out,
man.
Y'all.
Check us out of here.
The stuff you did always makes you feel better.
Huh?
Shit, that's what I said. I'm about to say something. I just heard you suck your dick. Makes you feel better.
Oh, I was trying to earlier, but my mission was unsuccessful. For him.
Okay, I don't even know what we went wrong with this whole scenario, but all right, SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all coming real soon. Hey, check us out. I'm gonna give y'all more details on it next week. All right, check us out tomorrow, y'all. We be back. So you know how we always say, we're out this bitch. Peace.